pray the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. This past week, I don't have a little stole on because just that little bit touching my neck is kind of, I can feel it. But I had a couple of procedures done with my neck where they went in and I can't think of the name of it. I think it's RFA. It's a radio frequency. It's like they sear through radio frequencies, the nerves in your neck, because they're convinced that that's where the headaches are coming from. And after the first one, I had the swelling, which is very rare, but the swelling was up high, so it caused worse headaches. Swelling kind of went down, so we had the second one done. He said, I put a lot of steroid in there, so maybe to numb it a little more, but when the steroid wears off, we'll know. Well, last Friday a week ago, not this past Friday, but 1 week ago, the steroids wore off, and I literally thought I was having a stroke. I mean, it was horrible, and one of the worst headaches I ever had, and so it lasted for days, and this past week, so some of the swellings went down a little bit, but I still, that's the reason I look like Grizzly Adams. I can't get my hair cut or anything right now because I can't touch my head yet, so we'll see, and one thing I'm confident of, the Lord's promise is that he's going to heal me, so I know that. That's what we cling to. But in the midst of that, this past week, I'm just, you know, extra time to be, just kind of be with the Lord as I have to ice, heat all day long to try to get the swelling under control. With me, sometimes that's when the Lord teaches me some of the greatest things, principles in my life, you know. Because when you're there, I read again in John chapter 15 about abiding in Christ, you know. Sometimes we think abiding in Christ or bearing fruit, which he talks about here, is you're out doing stuff, you know, you're bearing fruit. But I'm just going to read this in familiar verses to us, but just the Lord will give us just fresh ears here. John 15, I'm the vine, and the Father's the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Now there, this is takes away. If you look at the Greek here, then it says, I'm going to finish reading this, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bear more fruit. But I used to read that take away as like, okay, you don't bear fruit, just that take it away, chunk it, right? But actually what that word takes away means is that he lifts it up, really in the Greek. So every branch that's not bearing fruit, this, like you think of a grapevine, the ones that hit the ground, right over, he picks up off the ground. And that, so it will bear fruit, right? And then he prunes it. That's all these things he's doing. So really cool that if you have any branch in you that's not bearing fruit, then he picks it up, right? Prunes it, picks it up off the ground so that it can bear fruit. Then he goes on, you're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine and you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, it's not a word we use all the time. You've heard me say that before. You don't go around, you probably hadn't used that word today, or if you're just talking in normal language, when do you ever use the word abide, right? The word to abide is to just mean simply just to remain, you know? The Lord showed me one time, it's like where you're seated, you are remaining, right? You're seated, you're sitting down, you're on that bench, you are remaining there. You're staying. That's what that word abides means. Just that simple. Jesus said, if you're abiding in me, you're resting in me, right? You bear fruit. It doesn't say if you're out doing stuff, if you're witnessing or you're, you know, you're doing something spiritual, you're bearing fruit. No. If you're abiding in him, you're bearing fruit. So at this moment, we can be bearing fruit, right? If you are abiding to the best of your knowledge, you are abiding in Christ, you're bearing fruit for him, right? So I've learned these things when the Lord has kept me still, right? Because my tendency is not to like that, right? I want to be doing something or move, you know, because that makes me feel like I'm bearing more fruit for God. You know, I'm not being productive. That's not the way God sees things at all. I'm being productive when I'm abiding in Christ. If I'm doing this, right, I'm either abiding in Christ, bearing fruit, or I'm trusting in my own self or resources, and I'm not bearing fruit. Now, this seems spiritual, doesn't it? Preaching. But if I'm not abiding in Christ, I'm not bearing any fruit doing this. John, I'm looking at Johnny there. He could be bearing fruit more than me if he's abiding in Christ where he is, where he's seated, right? So it doesn't have to do with the activity at all. It's the origin of it. Are you abiding? And I remember the Lord talking to me about that a long time ago, and I would teach that to my girls, you know. Hey, are you abiding right now? You know, you're mad and frustrated and pitching a fit, so evidently you're not abiding, right? Well, they would flip it on me too, you know, when I would get upset or whatever. Dad, are you abiding? So that became a big thing in our house. But it's kind of cool. The Lord has revisited me with this truth the last week that if you are abiding in me, then you're bearing fruit for God, right? Because he's the source. I'm grafted in. He is the vine. All the juice, all the life comes from him into me when I am resting in him. And resting in him doesn't mean like when I'm rest, I'm not doing it. Resting in him means he's doing it, right? To enter into God's rest, when they entered into God's rest into Canaan, right? He said, enter my rest. They had to cross, they had to fight enemies, right? They had to take the land, you know, move the enemy out of the way, but it was God's rest. So entering into God's rest doesn't mean inactivity. It means that I've tapped into his activity and what he's doing. So that really helped me as I was having to heat and ice that I could abide and bear fruit doing that. Something simple. Because it is, he just talks to me like that. Craig, are you abiding? Abide in me. You're bearing fruit for the Lord. You know? I'll finish reading this. It's just a few more verses. If anyone does not abide in me, is thrown away as a branch and dries up. They gather them and cast them in the fire and they're burned. It's just talking about people that don't know him, doesn't come to know Jesus. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove or become my disciples. Just as the Father loved me, I love you with that same love. Abide in it. So another way we abide in, you know, how can you abide in the love of God other than resting in it, right? You can't make that more of a reality in you. It just is. Jesus, he said, I love you the same way the Father loved me. Now, rest in that reality. That's true. Then he goes on, if you keep my commandments, you will abide my love. These things I've spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Right? So joy comes from, it's when the enemy, you know, because he'll try to pour it on in times like that. You know, like, you know, you're not really doing anything, you know. How can you be bearing fruit or you're not, you know? Where's the Lord in his promises for you? You know, all that stuff. But, you know, when you start resting in the Lord and you're abiding in him, it makes it clear right here because when you abide in him, then his word abides in you. You can ask whatever you wish and it says it'll be done for you, right? So when you're really resting in the Lord and you're abiding in him, it just kind of clears the air for you in the spirit. For me, it does, so I can hear the Lord a lot better. You know, I can hear his voice a lot better as I'm resting in him, right? And that's just part of the fruit that starts coming forth in your life. Not that you know, it's my, you know, something that I can brag about or anything. It's not that at all. Fruit is just life. Life is coming forth in me, right? Again, so wherever God has you, whatever you're doing during the day, it doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing. The whole thing is, are you abiding? Are you resting in him, right? His promise again, that if you do that, then you will bear fruit for God. Fruit is coming forth in you, right? And that's his very life. So, and I want to be a person that does that because no matter what, activity, you know, because we could either say well, that's spiritual or not spiritual. This is not the way he sees it. Everything is spiritual, right? Everything I do. And I want him to, you know, if it takes this to open my eyes to that reality, then it's worth it, right? Because he is always going to be glorified through that. And so if pain equals fruit, then guess what? I get to eat of that fruit, and so do you. It's always about others. So abide in Christ. Because when you do that, believe it or not, other people will be blessed as well, right? Because if we're not abiding, it's not a real blessing to anybody around us either, is it? But abide in him, because his promise is that, real simple. I love how the Lord, most everything he's spoken to me that's been life-changing has been extremely simple, and usually one-sentence things that change my life, right? Amen. So Lord, may we abide even more. You tell us in your word. One cool thing about partaking of the Eucharist, he tells us when we do that, that we abide in him, that we get more of him. We get to experience in a real cool way, which is John chapter 6. If you go back and read that, just read it like, believe what exactly what it says, right? That if we do that, we partake of his, eat of his flesh and blood, then it says we abide in him, right? If you go back and read any of the early church guys, they all say the exact same thing. It's exactly what he said, you know, real simple. So come today and take the Eucharist, guess what? You get to abide in him even more, right? You get to see him. You get to experience him, the real presence. Amen.